This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. This week we're covering a proposed ban on Chinese drones that would include drones used for agricultural spraying. Brian Sanders of the American Spray Drone Coalition says the ban was excluded from the National Defense Authorization Act, but it is still being considered. If it were to move forward, Sanders says even drones assembled in America with Chinese parts would be affected.
I think there's two problems. One, this ban looks at all of the components inside the drone, and that's all of your chips, that's all of your radio transmitters, that's your the little cameras, all of the radars and sensors, the motors, the batteries, the chargers, and all the circuitry and wiring and all that stuff inside. Unfortunately, as a country, we've gotten out of that business for the by and large. You know, we still make chips, of course, but that's kind of it. Let's be all in on America manufacturing and all of this innovation. This is a great opportunity for us as a country to lead the way, but we got to do it the right way. If we just shut it down, we're really, really, really going to hurt our farmers.
Sanders says while he hopes that long term this will lead to a boom in domestic drone manufacturing, but in the meantime, he doesn't want to see American farmers suffer from being lumped into this ban. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.